First and foremost, we must acknowledge our distinguished guests, our star and our three kings. Our three kings, Jack Davis, Leo Linz, Ben Tiefenbach, and our star, Finn Bodhi. We are honored to hear these kings. Kings are wonderful people, so naturally we are very happy and blessed to have them here and our star. It's amazing when you have a pastor who's both a king and a star, but that's the way it goes. We have been hearing throughout this beautiful season of Christmas the wondrous gift that God has given to us, the gift of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus, who is God in human form, born as a helpless baby. Today's solemn feast of the Epiphany celebrates the public announcement, if you will, that God's gift of eternal life and salvation is available to all peoples. Long before Paul tells the Ephesians that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, the revelation of Jesus Christ is made to the Magi, the three kings, astrologers from the east, Gentiles who traveled to Bethlehem to see the newborn king of the Jews. The response of the Magi to the gift of the Christ child is a beautiful example of how we as ourselves should respond to Jesus and to any gift that God offers to us. They had the vision to see the star, to follow it a great distance from their homeland despite the challenges, and to accept this precious gift that is revealed to them, a humble child who does not radiate the majesty of a king. The three kings see beyond the surface. They see this child for who he truly is, and without hesitation pay him homage and present him with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew's gospel also gives us a completely opposite response to this gift from God in the person of King Herod. Rather than see this child as a gift, as the long-promised Messiah, Herod sees him as a threat that needs to be taken care of right away. And so with deceitful cunning, Herod makes plans to have the child killed once the Magi reveal to him where the child is. Herod closes his heart to this gift of God, wanting to keep his own power and glory. Surely none of us would want to follow the example of Herod, closing our hearts and minds to God and to resort to killing innocent children to keep our power. Yet it can help us to think about how open we are to the many gifts that God presents to us throughout our lives, from the rainy morning that greets us upon awakening, to the family that God has placed in our lives, the work we are called to do, and the sufferings we are called to endure. Each of these, in different ways, a gift from God, some more easily seen as gift than others. We can either reject them as Herod did, or follow the example of the Magi and accept them in humility, trust, and obedience. My sisters and brothers, as we continue our celebration of this Holy Eucharist, let us pray for the grace to be open, to have the open-heartedness of the three kings throughout this coming new year. All is gift from God. With the help of the Holy Spirit, may we greet the expected and unexpected gifts, the obvious gifts and those that are harder to understand, as truly gifts from a loving God. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.